Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, no matter how many times you've said, what could possibly go wrong? And then something new goes wrong. We will share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed, something we like to call a tiny victory.
That's right. Thanks for joining us. For the next 10 to 15 minutes, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You can stop worrying about how you still have to plan what's for dinner while the world's on fire. And I'll stop worrying about if I should have stuck with piano lessons like my mom said.
And I'm not going to think about how the average human attention span is now 8 seconds.
Perfect. Let's get tiny. Okay, Annabelle, before we get into this week's story, let's just sort of break it down for everybody how all this started.
Okay. Well, Laura, you know I've been thinking about this idea for a while, and it was right after the election in 2016, and I was having trouble getting out of my night pajamas and into my day pajamas.
And a struggle, we all understand.
Totally. And, you know, since then, things have gotten more challenging, and then COVID hit, and I thought about Michelle Obama's phrase, when they go low, we go high. And I had this idea, right? When the world gets overwhelming, you have to appreciate small mercies. But this isn't what my brain naturally gravitates to. So I thought, who do I know who might also be depressed and looking for something redemptive but not preachy and precious? And I thought, well, my friend Laura House.
And I was super flattered. So for me, as a I'm a comedian and a meditation teacher. And years ago, even before I got into meditation, someone called me a cynical optimist.
Oh, yeah.
And I find that's just so me. Like, as a comedian, things can be dark and I can catastrophize and I just want to make fun of everything. And as a meditation teacher, I really do look for the good in the world. And I really do try to find that spot where I feel good. But also, you're the best, and I love the idea of tiny victories. Just the idea of don't wait for that big thing to be amazing. Like, just feel better about whatever you can now, today.
Yes, that's what we're doing. So, okay, I have our first tiny victory to share.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay, so Laura, one thing I know about myself is that if I can get myself to focus on like a deep, engaging read, it will snap me out of that loopy thinking. So I found an essay by Barbara Ehrenreich, which also happens to bode well for the future of our species.
Right. This sounds very big, but also exciting. She's incredible.
Yeah. Barbara Ehrenreich wrote Nickel and Dimed, and she writes for a magazine called The Baffler, which, I mean, the name says it all. So in this essay in The Baffler, Ehrenreich writes that she was feeling also, like us, the enormity of the problems of the world, and her form of self-care was, and I'm quoting, going down the exhilarating rabbit hole of paleoarchaeological scholarship.
Like we all do.
But so in doing so, Barbara came up with this reinterpretation of the Paleolithic cave paintings. You know, these are those paintings you've seen. I've never been there in person, but you can see them. You know, they're of the like the Lascaux caves in the south of France. And those are those beautiful, large, detailed drawings of bisons and lions and aurochs. And since the discovery of these caves in the 1940s, anthropologists, paleontologists thought that these were like shamanistic drawings, like a vision board, like these early humanoids were trying to attract these animals magically for hunting purposes.
Oh, like The Secret, like you draw a buffalo and then here comes a buffalo. I always I wondered, like, could they be menus? Like, is that the cave? Is that the restaurant cave? And then it's like Arik Burger, Yak Cacciatore.
Okay, I just want to say that that sounds so good.
Ostrich wings?
The only problem is they actually ate reindeer, and the reindeer do not appear on the cave drawings.
No one's ever accused me of being a paleoarchaeological scholar, so fair.
Well, I mean, the thing is no one has been able to figure this out. You know, there are these unanswered questions, and one of these unanswered questions, and a really big question that she addresses, is why are the humans depicted as stick figures? Because they have obviously mad skills for drawing, you know, but the beautiful animals, stick figures for humans.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. Is it because they ate paleo and were quite thin?
Well, we need to call Barbara Ehrenreich
now and
tell her
that if they were like, I want a buffalo and I want to lose 40 stone. I don't know. I assume they called it something.
This
else.
Is like the Weight Watchers paleo cave.
Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't the restaurant. Maybe it was the Weight Watchers cave. Like, again, I haven't been down the rabbit hole of paleo archaeology. I'm just here with all the answers. All right. So what was the... What'd she think?
Well, this is where Barbara sort of draws all these ideas together and these questions together. And she posits this idea that these cave drawings, what they actually are a kind of paleo Insta account, right? It's like an Instagram of this is our world. This is what was happening that day. And the reason why the humanoids are stick figures is because they are actually depicting a more realistic notion of their place in the world. Oh. They could see themselves as just a minor part of the story in relation to the natural world. And that is just mind-blowing because no one has really thought of that before. And one of her supporting arguments is that the paintings... All the cave paintings all over the world, because they're not just in the south of France. No, they're in other locations I would like to afford to visit.
One day.
They're in a lot of places, beautiful places. And none of them are signed.
Oh.
Now, they had skills. And I mean, the thing is, they are these handprints on the cave walls, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not of like one guy's hand, right? Like I always imagined in my mind that those handprints all belong to one person in each location, right?
Yeah.
Like it was some kind of like lone Jackson Pollocky kind of, I don't know why I thought it was a guy, but I did. That's my own weird implicit bias.
That's the world we live in. But yeah, no, but it does seem like that would be a version of a signature, the way a fingerprint or, you know, something else.
Yes, but it's not, because actually their handprints are of different humanoids, different creatures. So you've got females and males and children. So what that actually is a depiction of a community. It actually took a whole community to make these cave paintings. It was like a party, like a bit of a rave, right? So they had to build scaffolding and it took a long time and get snacks. And so it was like a group effort, and it represented also a community building activity.
Oh, wow. That was their Friday Night Lights.
Exactly. So
I just want to say, Barbara, since it's like their Instagram and their documentation, mm-hmm. it's so wildly different from our Instagram. Like, I'm fascinated by this.
Right. And so this is why my brain got so happy reading this essay and this rethinking, this reinterpretation of Paleolithic life, is that, you know, we live in this selfie culture, also this mm-hmm. narcissistic winner-take-all culture.
I've noticed.
And this reinterpretation gives us a window into our past and our ancestors, and really a potential that we have within us as humans. And it gave me just a glimmer, I'm not saying a lot, but a glimmer of hope for the future of mankind, that we can draw upon our past as community-minded people who saw their place in nature. And as a little tiny victory here, if we don't do that, the way things are going with climate change, we could end up in caves again. And I know what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be hosting Friday night painting nights and serving the canned tuna that I've already started hoarding. Something to look forward to.
Nice. Okay, we're going to take a quick break so you can hear from other friends on the network. In the meantime, I'm going to fix myself a reindeer burger and think about what I would paint on my cave wall.
Winner Up, the podcast you're listening to tell you about another podcast. That's right. We Got This with Mark and Hal.
That's correct, Mark. This is Hal. We do the hard work for you, settling all of the meaningless arguments you have with your friends.
So tune in every week on the Maximum Fun Network for We Got This with Mark and Hal, and all your questions will be asked and answered.
You're welcome.
All right, that's enough of that.
We got this.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House, and for anybody wondering what I'd paint on my cave wall, a Sudoku grid. Annabelle?
A window. I'm very claustrophobic, Laura.
Excellent choice. It's really going to open up that cave.
Yeah.
So you gave us a lot to think about with your cave painting knowledge. Hmm. So now I'm going to recap your tiny victory as I understand it.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing that you're saying the tiny victory is that, mm-hmm. that there's so much evidence right now as we look around as like such a, oh, this is a really tough time and a difficult time. And maybe humanity's not that great. And you're like, oh, but it is great. Like, look at our maybe truer core, the selves of the past without all the technology. And we're actually good and communal and is that the idea?
Yes. God, thank you for putting it so succinctly. It's like so easy to say, we just suck as humans. And, you
so
know.
It's like, so essentially it was like, hey, we don't suck.
We don't suck so much because in the way distant past 20,000 years ago, we had a pretty good activity and maybe we can return to that. So listen, sometimes that's what I need to hang on
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's a good tiny victory, I think. That's yeah. so great. Now I feel better about humanity and oh. also kind of want a bison burger.
You are so Texas. And that is our show for this week.
If you have a tiny victory about caves or painting or something that gives you tiny hope for the species or anything at all, call us on the Tiny Victory Hotline, 323-285-1675.
And if you can, try and keep your messages to under a minute so we can play the whole thing.
If you enjoy the show, you can help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Have a comment or a question about this week's show? You can holler at us on both Twitter or Instagram. Our handle is GetTinyPod, and it's the same for both platforms. To follow us on Twitter, you can follow me, Annabelle, at L.A. Gerwich.
And me, at I'm Laura House. Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher.
We'll see you next week, and in the meantime, may you have cavefuls of colorful tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.